Senator Mark Begich met with federal and state military and business leaders in Anchorage yesterday to gauge support for an Arctic deepwater port to be built somewhere in northwest Alaska. Begich, who chairs a Senate subcommittee on oceans and fisheries, has long been a supporter of an Arctic port, which he says will open up economic opportunities for the state. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The roundtable discussion was held at the University of Alaska Anchorage. 14 invited speakers offered perspectives on the issue based on a variety of interests, ranging from national security to improved living conditions for Alaska Natives of the remote northwest coast. Senator Mark Begich said the roundtable will kick off a series of discussions on the port program and contribute to a long-term action plan on how to deal with Arctic potential.
We know the increased shipping and traffic, oil and gas development, which we're going to see this year, tourism, research in the Arctic will lead to significant jumps in vessel traffic as well as other activity within the region.
Begich said the state of Alaska has put $1 million into the capital budget to support research on a long-term approach to the project. He said, quote, "Our goal is to see what the Arctic is going to be like in 20 years. U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Thomas Ostebo said the conversation is a timely one, considering the interest the Arctic has generated.
We don't own it, we don't necessarily control it, but it's coming our way, and we have to be prepared for it.
Ostebo said it's important to take the long view and to have a port that connects to other systems, road, rail, or air. Before starting an extremely expensive and resource-intensive operation, Ostebo said the Coast Guard is working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the state to locate the best place to have a logistics center for the Arctic. According to Ostebo, decisions regarding Coast Guard cutters and personnel and port security will be made on a federal level. He said we want to have a seat at the table when those decisions are made. Colonel Reinhard Koenig, commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Alaska District, says he has the authority to execute permits related to water resource-based projects. Koenig says the federal cost share for design and construction could be 70% to 80%, while the federal government would pay 100% of operations costs for a port. A feasibility study could cost $3 million with the state and federal governments sharing costs. The Corps has completed a regional port study, which has identified potential sites for an Arctic port.
A public-private partnership is probably going to be required to actually move something that could potentially be of this magnitude forward.
Koenig said although planning efforts could take up to 3 years, a final site selection list will be ready by the fall of this year, which would boil down to 4 potential sites where he said we could get the most bang for the buck from an Arctic deep draft port. Only then would Congress be approached for money. Elizabeth Hensley, representing Kotzebue Area Regional Alaska Native Corporation, NANA, said a deep water port located in her area would have enormous economic benefit for Alaska Natives. But other cities have an interest. John Handeland, representing Nome, said he was encouraged to hear that the proposed project could incorporate other areas into a port system that would include more than one coastal community. Handeland said Nome is seeing more shipping every decade.
Early in the 90s, you know, we had 9 or 10 calls that folks coming through. Now we have, you know, 300. It's gone up exponentially.
The proposed port is causing ripples outside of the state. Mike Terminal, speaking for Louisiana shipbuilder Edison Schwest Offshore, says his company builds and operates 4 ice-class vessels, 2 in Antarctica, and 2 constructed for Shell for the company's exploration in Alaska.
We now have the Ivic, which is a 360-foot Polar Class 3 icebreaker, about 22,000 horsepower. This vessel is the largest, most powerful anchor handling icebreaking vessel in the world. It will be underway about the 15th of this month to come to Alaska. And it is the newest vessel in our fleet, and it's going to definitely need a place to park.
Terminal says the energy to move forward on an Arctic port is apparent, but there is still a long way to go. I'm Ellen Lockyer.